NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Coming in hot. Coming in hot. Happy Saturday to everybody out there in the world. I hope you're having a good time this Saturday morning. What are you doing? I don't know. Did you put together a picnic? Happy Tuesday to you. Happy all that good stuff to you. Yeah. Okay, anyway. This is Up on Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. I had to get that the blabberies out of my system just then. You know what I mean? I don't know. The blabberies. Yeah, I had to get the blabberies out.
That Penn State education showing.
Don't even do that.
Blabberies.
Don't. Wow. Hey, it's a spotter. Don't even do it.
Yeah,
you already know they got underwater basket weaving in East Lansing. No doubt.
I took it my freshman year.
They had
no doubt about it.
Hey, they had advanced scholar courses for bingo. Hey, happy Saturday to everybody out there. That's Plaxico Burress messing with me right there. I got my man TJ Houshmandzadeh right here. I'm LeVar Arrington. What's up, TJ?
Hey, Plex.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, Plex. Anytime you hear hey, Plex.
Hey, TJ. LeVar, let the man talk, man.
I have not set up the show yet.
He was addressing me, LeVar. Let him speak.
He thinks he knows what I'm about to say. I'm going to be on his head shortly.
But I start with my tank top. I already know. I've been around you long enough.
You see this dude, bro. This dude is in the tank top with baby oil like he got about to go to a competition. This dude is swole, bro.
It's coconut oil, by the way. It was not Vaseline or baby oil.
This dude got a tank top, bro, like he about to enter a competition. Like he been training with Mr. Olympia or something, bro.
Where's Flex when you need him?
I have been training.
Gosh, that man
I've gotten gains.
Beat on.
You want to know what's crazy, though?
It's hot outside, so he's feeling himself.
It is hot, but here's the cool thing about it. Before we jump into the show, here's the cool thing about it, right? The last place I was coaching at, I'm in the weight room, and every single time I wanted to start lifting, I got scared somebody was going to get hurt. Every single time. So I never lifted. I was always in the weight room making sure.
You're the monitor.
I had the monitor. I've been going at this new place that I'm at, which, by the way, I'm not coaching, so I'm just there, you know, kind of taking it in because my son is going to the school. And I went in the weight room with him. I was like, whoa, these dudes' quads are ginormous. Everybody on the team got big quads. And if you know me, you know I'm not known for having big legs. I got smaller.
That wouldn't be very accurate.
Yeah. I got those Plaxico Burress flex dips. You know what I mean? The only problem with having Plaxico Burress legs is I got a Willie Rolfe top. You know what I mean? So it's like I be looking kind of strange sometimes. But I've been working out with these dudes, man, and it's like a straight hot box, sweat box. Shouts out to Charter Oak, man. Great program there, ran by Coach Dom Farrar. Is this dope deal? But anyway, okay. And the second thing that you wanted to get on my head about, let's jump into it. First, let me say, shots out to my man Ryan. Shots out to Iowa Sam. Shots out. I saw Ralphie in there. He went running out. I think he went to go do some push-ups in the hallway. Shots out to the team. Shots out to all our affiliates out there that give us an opportunity to have our voices heard all around the country. We appreciate you guys. Over 600 affiliate stations. Dope. Super growth with the FS1 or Fox Sports family. Okay, here we go.
Oh, let's just cut to it, LeVar.
Here we go.
The people that's listening, now I'm really on his head. Now I'm going to be really
here
on
we
his
go.
Head.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You go ahead and tell
me. You want me to set it up?
Tell the people what you told us last night.
I don't want LeVar to say nothing. LeVar, I just want to openly say to the people and yourself that both of the teams that you picked are sitting at home.
No, that's not
76ers.
True.
Yes, it is in a Utah Jazz. Didn't you say last
that
week
the Sixers that you had get eliminated?
What you mean? Did they get eliminated?
They're not eliminated yet.
They're
play
not?
Today.
Oh, they will be eliminated.
All right, don't trip. They won this last game. Don't get too far ahead of yourself.
They
Plus,
will
you
be
had
eliminated.
You had fire, and then you put it out with,
they,
with your water
they will
gun squirt.
Be eliminated. But this whole Utah Jazz thing,
okay.
when the series started with the Los Angeles Clippers,
okay.
Who did you write down on the piece of paper?
The Clippers.
Okay. And who did you say
the
was
Jazz.
Gonna, okay.
I said the Jazz
he
were the
was,
better
he was
team.
Hedging his bets.
I
hedging
was not,
his bets.
I was not. I said.
Tell everybody
I
what you text me and Plex last night.
The better team did not win.
He said the Clippers won, but the Utah Jazz were a better team.
Yes.
I almost lost my mind when I read that text.
I know you did.
I almost ran into the wall head first to see if I was better than the wall.
I know you did.
The wall undefeated.
The wall going to win.
You're stupid.
There's no way possible. So there's no way possible a team in an elimination game up 25 points. Quinn Snyder should be out of a job today. Mm. He should be out of a job today. You up 25 points in the third quarter in an elimination game. And they walk you down like it's the
walk
4x4.
Them down. I turned
they
my head.
They walked them down. You literally.
Without Kawhi Leonard.
And then you have the nerve to say the Utah Jazz are the better team. The better team will, the best team will not be up by 25 points and lose, period.
The best team gets up by 20
some and
points.
The other team best player is not playing. And you let a guy get his career high ever in college or the NBA in the biggest game of – are you kidding me? You made
no
adjustment.
Leonard.
You let Terrence Mann sun you the whole game and you don't make an adjustment, Quinn Snyder. If you don't get out of here –
Hey, man became a star last night.
Hey, there was
on
no
the heels of Quinn Snyder just giving this man wide open shots the entire game.
Hey, there's no adjustment for Terrence Mann because he's probably not even in the scouting report. So there's no adjustment
Plex,
for him.
The dude scores 20 points in the third quarter.
I'm
you would think after 12
that.
Points, they'd be like, hey, we got to start covering this guy.
40? What are you, 39?
Hey, y'all screaming at me
no
like
Kawhi
I coached
Leonard,
the team.
Though. No Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi didn't
it was
play.
Coaching. It was coaching. They weren't the better team, though.
The way, man.
The Clippers
Quinn
were not
Snyder,
the better team.
Quinn Snyder, his team didn't play well down there, but he blew that.
The
he
better team
that.
Did not win that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, they did. The better team won by far. The Clippers were a much better team than Utah. You don't. You're not up by 25 points.
I don't
and you
buy
get
that.
Walked down.
Nah. Gobert got a little hobbled. Somebody kicked him in his ankle.
Man,
they didn't pull Donovan. They didn't pull Donovan Mitchell
thing.
Down.
Don't Gobert has guys
they went
guarding
cold.
Him. The biggest guy the Clippers had on the court was Batum. I believe he's 6'10".
Hey, he showed out. Batum showed out. Though.
Like Gobert
everybody showed out. Reggie Jackson. Everybody.
Reggie showed out.
Dude, there were times where Reggie Jackson was on Gobert. And he wouldn't even
everybody
demand
was
the ball.
Hey, bro, if I was Rudy Gobert, I would feel really bad about myself today because I think that was the difference in the series is that they figured out they could have their way with him taking him off the dribble.
No, all they did was
– somebody got to work with him on his quickness.
They didn't, the Clippers didn't play it big. They forced Gobert to have to defend
– on the perimeter.
On
the perimeter.
And they initially had a good plan. He stays right outside the paint guarding the guy in the corner. When they would drive,
he'd
he would
right
be that shot blocker, and the guy covering the
they
guy that's driving
him to have to come
would
out,
go to the guy in the corner.
Yeah.
But the Clippers made that extra pass, and it put Utah in scramble mode.
Yeah,
Quinn Snyder, man, there's no way you're up 25 points in the third quarter and you lose, and the Clippers' best player didn't play. Ty Lue, kudos to you. You did your thing, bruh. You, he coached. That's called coaching. With what Ty Lue just did, that's coaching 101 at its finest. Whatever your contract is, you earned it, brother. You earned it.
He definitely did.
Oh, I thought you wanted to jump on with. Go ahead, Blex. Go ahead. I mean,
oh,
go ahead.
Man.
I mean, y'all really enjoy ganging up on me, but go ahead.
Hey,
no,
I'm on Eastern Standard Time. So okay. When y'all guys text me last night, I told y'all I was asleep.
Yeah, you did.
He texts back, I'm asleep.
I didn't even know that. I thought he was laughing like making fun of me. Like, ah, oh, this ain't even worth talking about. I'm asleep. But you really was asleep.
I really was sleep texting because there was nothing else for me to say because I'm sitting there to myself, 25-point lead, and they squandered that. Oh, man. But listen, let me tell you something. From a shooting perspective last night, man, the Los Angeles Clippers, they couldn't have played a better basketball game. Because Reggie Jackson looked like an all-star last night. He really did.
He did.
And then you have Terrence Mann come in with no scouting report. There's no adjustment for him because you're saying to yourself as a coach, you know what? This guy's going to cool off. Okay, he got 12. He got 15. He got 20. And you're like, uh-oh. You know what? We may need to address this situation over here because this guy's killing us. He basically replaced or even played better than what Kawhi would have done.
But Donovich is the one that ruined it for Utah. If he would have made more shots, he went cold. Listen, he went cold in those last two games. If he just comes through just a little bit more.
We had this conversation.
But Donovich, Clarkson
did what he was supposed to do.
See, this is what happened.
He was shining.
Donovan Mitchell could have, and I hate to say this, but when they were at their best, Donovan Mitchell was doing more. Now, we'll say that Donovan Mitchell played some really, really great basketball over the last two games, but he didn't play like he did in their first two wins.
The Clippers adjusted.
That's the problem.
They started doubling him more. They started sending guys his way, forcing him to pass. Utah was so hot.
He was still being more aggressive on his approach to getting to the rim.
Because it was one on one.
And that was creating the opportunities. And that's why I said, but Donovich is I don't even know if I'm saying it. Am I saying it right, guys? I feel like I'm saying it right.
Bogdanovich?
Yeah, there we go. All right, so the thing about it is he was missing a whole bunch of shots.
But they in the first
those two, are shots that win you the game.
The first two games, the Clippers didn't double Donovan Mitchell at all. They didn't double him at all. After the first two games, they started sending two guys. This is what I'm talking about. Ty Lue made adjustments. They started sending two guys at him. You're going to pass the ball. Somebody else is going to beat us. And what happened was the first half, they were on fire from three-point land, the Jazz. They went cold in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, in the second half. And instead of attacking the rim, they kept shooting threes and they weren't making them.
Right.
And on the other end, the Clippers are getting buckets every time down. I believe they're like 15 for 20 in the third quarter shooting the ball.
It was crazy. Hey, we had this conversation with Chris Broussard a few weeks ago.
He said the Utah Jazz won't do it.
Listen.
Everybody
The Achilles heel to the Utah Jazz is going to be the three-point shooting. They're not going to shoot the basketball great every single night. It's just not going to happen. We've seen this happen throughout history. There's going to be one night where they're going to go cold. And it just happened to be at the worst possible time during the season in a game that they needed. And they go up 2-0 and they lose four straight games to the Los Angeles Clippers. You know what, TJ? You are right. Oh, Quinn Snyder does need to be fired.
I'm glad TJ was right about something other than the Los Angeles Lakers. Jump on that Clipper bandwagon. You know why?
I went with my heart.
Because you don't even have your team in the playoffs, so at least you got an L.A. team that's still in the playoffs, TJ. Hey, how about that?
They'll be home with us as long as the NBA.
How about that?
As long as the NBA don't railroad Chris Paul. They tried to railroad him when he got traded to the Lakers back in the day. They trying to railroad him now. Let Chris Paul play basketball.
That's a great segue.
Different strokes.
We are going to take a break. You just heard TJ touch on something. We going to grab it like real good, like a real good handful of it. You know what I mean? Like a good juicy grab on this Chris Paul situation. You're listening up on Game. A lot of NBA talk, obviously. A lot of NBA trash talk in this first segment. Let's move past the trash and get a handful of that. Ah, you said it. I didn't have to. You're listening to Up on Game. We're going to be right back in a minute. Chris Paul, let him play or should he stay in protocol? We'll be right back.
Talking trash.
Welcome back to Up on Game. TJ Hushman is out of Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. Welcome back to the show. Again, we appreciate you listening to us. If you miss anything that we may say or do on this show and you want to check it out again, you know, make sure you go to wherever it is that you download your podcast, you know, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is that you do. Check out Up on Game. Subscribe. Tell a friend. Put some stars on it. Make sure it's like four or five, you know.
Yeah.
Leave a comment, you know. Do something like that. And you can also follow Fox Sports Radio. you know, on Twitter, you know, at, well, Fox Sports Radio, Plexico Burrs, at Plexico Burrs, LeVar Arrington, at LeVar Arrington. TJ don't do the Twitter, but he does do TJ Hushmanzada on, you know, on the IG.
Not on Snapface and all that.
Yeah, you know, all that good stuff. So before we went to the break and like sifting through all of the trash talk of the Clippers being able to beat a better team in a seven-game series in game six, the conversation of Chris Paul came up and TJ was talking about free Chris Paul. Well, here we go, right? Next man up, Phoenix. This is from the Arizona Central. Next man up, Phoenix Suns preparing for conference finals without Chris Paul, who remains under health and safety protocols. This is interesting. 10-time All-NBA selection Chris Paul hasn't rejoined the Phoenix Suns after being placed under the NBA's health and safety protocols earlier this week. Head coach Monty Williams confirmed after practice on Friday. So that leaves the second-seeded Suns still preparing to begin the Western Conference Finals without their all-star point guard. Protocols, safety protocols. Guys, I mean, obviously Chris Paul ended up being the catalyst. We could say Devin Booker is definitely the star of this Phoenix Suns team and the future of this Phoenix Suns team. But make no mistake about it, Chris Paul was the catalyst in this team being able to accomplish what they've accomplished. And, I mean, he just played some really brilliant games down the stretch of that series, now being put in the protocol. What's your guys' take on this scenario? It almost seems a little, you know, kind of tinfoil hat-ish, like almost conspiracy theory-driven type of deal, that you kind of want to see a Clippers team, and which you, there's no way you could have known it was going to be the Clippers when all of this happened. But, man, I mean, why are they putting him in protocol, and why is it going to take so long for him to come out of the protocol?
Well, I'm sure there are some things that, one, we don't know about. I'll say that. I'm almost certain. The NBA is just the way they enforce rules with certain people, certain players. I don't know if anybody understands it. I know I don't. And if I'm Chris Paul, I'm like, man, y'all been railroading me since 2011. Because that was the year he was traded to the Lakers in the NBA Knicks. And I don't know if y'all remember that. The Rockets would have received Pau Gasol.
Yeah.
And then the then New Orleans Hornets would have received Kevin Martin from Houston. And at that time, Kevin Martin could ball. He was averaging over 20 a game. They'd have received Goran Dragic, who – he's still balling now with the Heat, and Luis Scola, and also a first-round pick. And they said that wasn't enough, so they nixed that deal. He finally gets a team that has a chance now with the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns had talent. They needed veteran leadership. Chris Paul has brought that to them, that know-how, that desire, showing them how to win and be clutch in tight moments and just be tough. You sweep them. The Denver Nuggets, and now you're in a pro. Like, did he test positive? What is it? Like, it's his bit, but like, you can't. This is going to be his probably best and last opportunity to win an NBA championship, and they do this to him. Like, they need to worry about fixing these referees and make sure they can consistently call great games instead of jeopardizing an organization like the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul as a player when he has a really good opportunity to win a championship. I don't know the ins and outs because they keep a lot of it a secret, but it looks like he being railroaded.
Mm. Hey, first of all, TJ, this is his best opportunity to get to the NBA Finals and to win a world championship. He had a great chance when he was with the LA Clippers and that whole team.
His best chance was when with Houston. Remember, they were up 3-1 and he hurt his hamstring?
No, I think that the Clipper team that he played with was a better team than Houston when he was in Houston.
Yeah, I would agree with
that.
Yeah,
with DeAndre Jordan,
yes, and Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin, all those guys were in their prime, but, you know, they botched that whole situation. So, going back to those whole NBA and COVID, I just don't understand what constitutes a, you know, what the
a violation
is
of the protocol. Like, what
constitutes? I don't understand, you know, how they are governing this whole COVID thing because to me, it just seems like it's different strokes for different folks. Everybody is not receiving the same treatment because a few weeks ago, the NBA came out and clearly said that LeBron James violated the NBA protocol.
Being out drinking, hanging with Drake.
With COVID.
Yeah.
But they didn't – they backed all the way from that situation. Listen, we are not going to suspend LeBron James. So it's just letting me it's showing me and everybody else that, listen, this Chris Paul, he's having one of his best years of his career.
It's hypocrisy, damn it.
He averaged 25 and 10. And without Chris Paul in this lineup, the Phoenix Suns don't have a chance.
What y'all got against Chris Paul?
Hey, but I want to say this.
Okay.
So if he tested positive and they have put him in the safety protocol, if he gets the vaccine.
He's positive, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen,
go ahead. Go ahead.
If he gets the vaccine, say today, is this suspension automatically lifted? I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't think any of us do.
we don't understand it.
But it gets pumped up.
Hey, let this man play basketball, man. Listen, this is the best opportunity he is going to have. He understands that. We know it. Everybody is pulling for Chris Paul to get to the NBA Finals for the first time of his career. This is only his second time going to a conference finals.
And Kawhi's hurt.
Hey, you know what's interesting about this one right here, guys? One, the interesting thing is Chris Paul is always much maligned for what in the playoffs? Disappearing due to injury. And it almost happened.
It almost happened
this year as well because his shoulder was hurting him and he was trying to play. And we were talking about it on the show that he was hurting the team by trying to gut it out because he just couldn't do what he needed to do. He finally gets healthy. They give him a game. He gets healthy. He comes back and starts playing brilliant basketball. They get out of the series and they're into the conference finals. You got to ask yourself the question, how big of a deal is it if some way, somehow, Chris Paul is out, say, the first two games, and this team, this Clippers team is able to get up two games, this Clippers team is able to get out of the series based upon Chris Paul being in this protocol. Hold on, because that's a segue. Hey, Ralphie, we're going to get a trending, and then we're going to continue this conversation.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That we do. We've got all sorts of things going on right now. We'll start with Major League Baseball. Two games on the field at this time. Oakland gets a first-inning home run from Tony Kemp. They have a 1-0 lead over the Yankees now in the second inning. Francisco Lindor, a two-run bomb for the Mets. They have a 2-0 lead over Washington. That is also in the second inning. We're keeping an eye on what's going on at Torrey Pines. The leaders don't tee off till 4:35 Eastern time. That is Russell Henley and... Bland.
Did his name get caught in your throat, Ralphie?
Oh, my goodness.
Good googler, moogler.
I have a big tongue, and it just kind of got me.
Oh, the most provocative trending that we've ever had in the history of sports
radio. I think that is trending.
That is trending. There Ralphie's tongue. All right, there we go.
It just went in the wrong direction. They're sitting in the leader spot at 500 par, one shot ahead of Matthew Wolf and Louis Oosthuizen. And again, they'll tee off at 4:35 Eastern time.
Okay.
We do have European Championship Soccer going on right now. Germany fell down 1-0. They're now up 4-2 over Portland. 73rd minute there. Hungary and France earlier tied at 1. Coming up later, it'll be Spain and Poland. And, oh, yeah, a little thing called the NBA playoffs continue tonight. 8:30 Eastern time.
Uh-oh.
Game number 7. The Brooklyn Nets hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. No Kyrie Irving. He is out still due to that ankle sprain.
Uh-oh.
And as I send it back to Up On Game, I will just point out, guys, just a reminder that right before the playoffs, Dennis Schroeder was sat for 10 days because of COVID protocol. So what we don't know is they're not releasing his medical information, which is why it's up in the air to us.
Okay.
If he's been vaccinated, which Matt Barnes is reporting that he has been, then it's a different protocol than if he hasn't been vaccinated.
Okay.
And they're not releasing his personal medical details. Therefore, that's why we don't really know a timetable.
Do you know what day he's on and since being in this protocol, Ralph?
There's going to be an announcement today. Okay. So I'm guessing he probably had something where it might require two straight negative tests that have to be done 24 hours apart.
Okay.
That would be my guess. And this story first broke about 3 days ago. So we're talking about, you know, we're at day three, day four, you know, tomorrow with the games. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thanks, Ralphie. We'll appreciate that, man. All right. Work on not getting those names caught on your tongue when they're coming out of your mouth, sir.
Henley and Richard Bland.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
How about this, guys? Richard Bland in the lead, 48 years old.
How about that?
Wow. Hey. Mm.
You never
know. You know what? Hey, speaking of golf.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
No. The whole John Rahm thing 2 weeks ago where he was playing at the Memorial, he was up six strokes.
Oh, and they took him up out of there.
I know he was pissed.
They took him up out of there.
One day ahead on a Saturday.
They took him up
out of there. He walks off the 18th green. They tell him he tested positive for COVID. He's up six strokes, and the purse is $1.7 million.
He ain't even made it off of the green.
Off the green and drop down to his knees. Listen,
bro, they got to pay me that one point. Got to pay me something.
Listen, if somebody told you they're going to give you $1.7 million to get a vaccination, would you get it?
Yes.
Show me the money!
Right. Could you imagine what this conversation with his wife was?
Oh, man.
I told you to get the vaccination.
Stupid SOB. What were you thinking?
You know he's already mad, so it's just going to make matters worse.
1.7.
You wasn't hitting them balls with me. You wasn't out there on the greens with me.
I know, but it's crazy. So you have the vaccination, you don't have to get tested. But if you have it, you don't have to get tested. But if you don't have it, you have to get tested every day.
I'm just confused by all of it, to be honest with you. But it's you know, it's kind of a good thing in the sense that we're actually finding ourselves getting back to a level of normality in our society where we're trying to figure out, like, man, all of a sudden we're still talking about COVID. Like, we still make you know, they're still making news based off of something that happens in sports based off of COVID. And I think that that's interesting, because while we are getting the vaccinations and while we are getting to a place where seemingly, you know, the whole pandemic is wrapping up and coming to an end, there's still something to be said about paying attention to the health and welfare of us as a country, as a world. Because if you get too far away from paying attention to the things that had us on lockdown, something that is unprecedented, it's never happened. I've never been a part of it, and I don't know maybe it'll happen again, become more commonplace in our society now, that's crazy.
You know what? I have a question. So is the NBA following the health and safety protocols based on the state lifting or whatever their regulations are, or does the NBA have their own set of rules as far as testing the players?
It probably has to be both.
Yeah, it has to be a little combination of both.
No, because in Arizona, everybody's back to normal.
Yeah, everything goes in Arizona.
Yeah, so everything's back to normal.
But you still probably have to do things based off of rules that govern Arizona and do things that are based off of what your protocols and your rules are in the NBA, because you're talking about liabilities. You know, if you don't have a rules and protocol in place that not only keep the players and the employees safe within the NBA, if it were to spread again and it spread from the NBA to those players, you got some serious legal issues that you're probably going to be staring down as you move further out, depending on what happens, the results of how people are dealing with, you know, getting the COVID and how they got it.
Wow.
Right? I mean, you would have to assume they're going to put that above all things else as it applies to being the National Basketball Association.
It's such an important time for Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns organization for there not to be a uniformed way we're going to handle this. When they said LeBron broke protocol, I was glad he didn't get put in isolation.
Of course you didn't.
But let's handle this the same way.
How do we not know if they are or not?
They're tight-lipped with what information they give, and so I just hope it doesn't affect the series. But what they're going to say is this: Kawhi's not playing, so what's the big deal?
Well, the big deal is that your team is still not the type of team that it's supposed to be without
Chris Paul. But Kawhi's not playing because of injury, and Chris Paul's not playing
because of protocol.
Right.
That's very different.
Hopefully, when is the series supposed to start?
That's what. So now that it ended last night, I mean,
you
got to
start Monday or Tuesday,
something to that effect. Yeah. Monday, probably. Yeah, well, I just think that again, but now the conversation ensues. Oh, it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Chris Paul will not be in the lineup.
Here's the conversation that it leads to.
Man,
again,
they did no rest.
If you're talking about, and that's going to play a part for the Clippers as well. I mean, not to mention the emotional toll that it takes on you to win a series like they just did against Utah. But then now the conversation has to ensue again is,
hey,
how does this apply to Arizona? How does this apply to the Phoenix Suns in terms of this playoff run if they're not able to get through and they did
well,
not have Chris
Paul?
Well,
I know what the Clippers better be aware of. DeAndre Ayton is not Rudy Gobert. You put a little guy on him, he gonna cook him.
That bad boy.
You put a little guy on Ayton, he will cook him.
Hey, he done blown up, right? He's blown up.
Man,
kid nice, man.
Ayton can play.
I love his game. I love his game, man.
That's going to be
he like got an old school. He got an old school type of look and an old school type
dude,
of way.
Man.
Like he belonged on the field, the court with like Moses Malone and Dr. J and
he
them.
He plays a new school type of game. He can step out and shoot the ball. He doesn't do it often, but he can.
They are such a well-rounded team, man.
You know what it is that makes him look like that? Because nobody wears wristbands on their wrist anymore.
Is that what it is?
It is. He got the old school wristbands on. wrist.
Hey, all right. So let's talk about the Phoenix Suns then. Like, so we're on them right now. What do the Phoenix Suns need to do to win this series? Let's say, what do they need to win the first game? If you don't have Chris Paul in that game, I think that is more fuel to the fire. Personally, yes. I think that you use that as bulletin board material to push yourselves. Play better.
I don't know if you can do that. Chris Paul makes the right pass at
yes,
the right
does.
Time.
Yes, he does.
He shoots the ball at the right time in the pick and roll. Like he just makes the right play the majority of the time, and. Right. He just has a really good basketball IQ for doing the right thing at the right. He'll lob it when it's there. You see guys make lobs. You're like, why would you pass that? That's not even open. He just does the right thing at the right time. And so if he's not in the lineup, the shots that guys normally would get, they're probably not going to get them because Chris Paul is Chris Paul because of what I just said. And so they're going to have to figure out a way. Cameron Payne's going to have to figure out a way
right.
to get his own shot, but also get guys involved. Book is going to do – he's going to get his. Can right. you get Ayton involved? If they're not going to play Zubac, talking to Clippers, that means whoever's on the court physically are completely outmatched. And so they're going to have to get him involved. And if Chris Paul is playing, he will see that and get that done. Don't know what's going to happen. If Kawhi does not play – I don't know if the Clippers can play with that type of energy, game in. They really expended a lot of energy these last two games against Utah. They played hard possession.
But let me throw this one out at you guys. They had a lot of problems with Clarkson, a ton of problems. In fact, was their Achilles heel and could have ended up being the difference for Utah in the series. You got two guys on this Suns team that come to mind for me. That's Crowder and it's Payne that can be a serious, serious problem for this team.
But see, Crowder for me is he's not creating his own shot. He's catch and shoot. He's catch and shoot. Clarkson can create his own shot.
And I don't want to leave Bridges out either. Like, those three dudes, I think the confidence level of those three, Bridges, Crowder, and Payne, I think that they are a tremendous difference maker for this Suns team. They're athletic. They can handle the ball very well. They're good slashers. I just look at the way that they play. Jay Crowder is so dope. With what he does,
man, he gonna be in Paul George's chest.
You think he ain't?
Hey, before we go, before we go to the break, Plex, you know, there's one cool thing about TJ's new crib.
I'm going to let y'all know.
Well, tell me about it. Tell us about it.
Navien.
Uh-oh.
For hot water that never runs out. Go tankless with Navien.
Tankless.
Navien tankless water heaters provide endless hot water for spa-like comfort.
It's so nice.
Visit tanklessmadesimple.com and save hundreds with local rebates.
Tell them
TJ.com. And it's the thing, though. I have one of these in my home, so we just not talking. We backing it up. I have a Navien in the crib.
I got to check it out.
Tell them that TJ sent you more NBA talk.
TJ sent you.
More, more sports talk on the other side of the break. That's TJ with the Navien. Oh, the nice water heater that keeps your water warm when you need it. And that's Plexico Stretch Armstrong Burns. I'm sure he has something real Navien-ish like in his crib, too. And I'm LeVar Arrington. I live in the projects, and I like it. I get up every day, and I listen to them dogs barking. I listen to that. Listen to that bacon crackling in that grease, y'all. You know what it is. God. It's Up on Game. We'll be right back. More NBA.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What you know about basketball?
I know a lot about basketball.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. Man, basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Up the microphone, so is Plexico and TJ. Yeah, I like slam dunks. Take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the Sammy Oop. I like the pick and roll. I like the Ryan Goa. This is LA Var, and this is basketball. Yeah.
Hey, he's showing that age right now.
That is funny. Y'all don't know about that basketball. And the funniest thing about this is you're going to hear me do this with no music on the podcast. So it's going to sound really, really, really.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. But here's the thing. If you're hearing me with no music, thank you. You know why? Because that means you're listening and tuning into our podcast as well. Which, by the way, guys, the numbers have been outstanding.
Oh, yes.
Outrageous.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys supporting us. Shouts out to Keith Bullock, too, man. He shot me out a message this morning on IG. Said he listens to the show and just thinks that we do our community a tremendous service. We got to get you on the show one day, too, by the way,
no
Keith.
No doubt, Bull. What
yeah.
up?
Yeah, that's our draft class. And let me tell you something. I started off at the top of the class, but I'll gladly take a bow for guys like Keith Bullock, Brian Urlacher, and Julian Peterson. They did some work at that linebacker's position. Yes, there's a lot of goblins that was
Damn,
in that.
You had a hell of a class at the linebacker spot.
Oh, our class was pretty dope in every position. I mean, we got Thomas Jones that was in our class, Jamal Lewis. We got Plexico Burst that was in our class. Peter Wark was in our class.
Wow.
I mean, holy smokes. Yeah, you know, there was another guy in our class. What was his name? Tom Brady.
Never heard of him.
Hey, Tom Brady was in our draft class, you know.
I have no knowledge of anything.
Well, now you do. Now you do. So we got 2 minutes left before we got to get up out of here for this first hour, and then we'll be coming back. But today's games, now Plexico Plexico wanted to send the 76ers home, and I know we're going to get into a lot more detail about this 76ers team and why they're in a game seven, but I also want to get into this game, this matchup between Brooklyn and Milwaukee, and that is today. This is the
– That's about to be a game.
This is going to be a thump of mass proportions, guys.
Hey, Rob Parker, I'm going to be watching closely.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Them off-whites coming, huh?
Well, I wear size 13.
Do you really? Can you send me some size 13. How you so tall with such small feet,
no,
dog?
See, no, this is what happened. Listen.
You don't wear socks.
I don't wear socks.
Yeah, you don't
ever.
Wear socks, so you're really a 14. But you know what? I'm really a 12.
I do not wear socks.
I'm really a size 12, but I have orthotics in my shoes, so I got to take my insoles out and put my orthotics in. But I'm really a size 12.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, there you go. I still think those are small feet for a man that's 6'7", 6'8".
Sleep feet, baby. Sleep feet.
They called him Sweet Feet.
Tony Toe Tap.
Okay. Tony Toe Tap. Hey,
you ever seen a black 6'6" ballerina on the sideline?
No, but we're going to listen to him talk NBA playoffs on the other side of this break. You're listening to Up All Game, LeVar Arrington, Plexico, TJ. We'll be right back.